Good morning, pilgrims and travelers on the funny path of life. 10:57. I just finished an award-winning, fucking amazing breakfast, if I may say so, if you would allow me that poetic license. Oh my goodness, toast and hummus and guacamole. What a way to break a fast. Oh, I feel the goodness in my belly is resounding on all the mountaintops. Anyway, so I'm just now in the bedroom here. I'm thinking I'm gonna go see Joaquin giving the tablet this morning when I go on my thing. And I'm heading downstairs now. There's actually not really much to clean because of the bowl with the steamed cabbage is still has some. I ate it in two parts. So, yeah, there's not really much to clean. Anyway, and my empty hummus little tub, I'm not going to recycle it this time. I have enough of the very good container to do it. So, let me see how we're going to do that. I still have, actually, I didn't finish my coffee, my warm drink. I'm going to take a recycle today. Let me see cardboard. Cardboard. This one is going to be tricky. And glass. All right, and plastic. Got a full Monty today to recycle. All right. So we have that. We had rain this morning, but I think we are now in the clear. Actually, let me go ahead and get the dustpan empty here. Yep. Who knows, though? You know, it shows cloud, and here cloud could mean rain. So, but I think we're out of the worst. Or the most, out of the most. We had rain for, it must have rained like 14 hours nonstop yesterday. Okay, let me put all the weight, there's not too much, but since I didn't carry the pack last week, I'm not going to take any weight off today. Actually, this week. I still don't know anything in terms of when I'm leaving yet, but tentatively, this is my... the last week here, more than likely next week. But one way or the other, I am pretty solid when it comes to if I'm not leaving this week, I'll be leaving next week. And if somehow stuff with Pilar, you know, doesn't quite work out, I can always leave the key here. I'd like to see her, of course, before I head out. But you know, the days. We'll see, though. It's definitely been a strange winter for me. You know, I was really ready earlier than the weather was for me. But I can tell now the body, me kind of getting ready, you know. And we're getting there. So, let me put the tablet. Trying to think here in terms of... Well, no, I don't have really a choice. So I'm going to do it this way because I'm thinking about, I'm going to see Chupa Chup first to bring her the tablet stays on top here. I get the treat for Chupa Chup ready. Bag of the hot dogs. That's the last of the treats that I have. And just tidy up here. I still haven't mopped and swept and mopped down below because of it's taking too long to dry, so okay. You know what? Actually, I'm going to tidy it a little bit here. There's not too much to be done. Get my tray. Get this. It's amazing. It's kind of like an omelet pan, you know, because tortilla de patatas is quite it's a national staple here, you know, and so Shoot, I forgot where she got it. I've seen it. I don't think it's from Lidl, this one. Could be though. Lidl are those crazy things, but it's a very, very nice pen. So I'm a big backer of the idea of nonstick. And I know you have a PFOA, you have the issue with some of them where I think that's kind of been resolved anyway, but I don't know. I still feel like not having to use so much oil definitely makes up. And of course, if you have like an air fryer, that would definitely be great too, but I have not been in a place yet to where that has made any sense. So we're going to head down, go to the produce. I'm going to get quite a few things, even though I don't really have, I don't need to make any lentils because I have, basically I have tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I have Thursday taken care of, and I have some tofu, so I might do a stir fry because she has a sauce, Pilar. She has a teriyaki sauce, so I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But that is that. So I got my money. I got a snack. Well, look at that. We have sun. No, I don't need the poles today. We'll do a pole free. All right. So today we're going to to do my basic Monday morning. So yesterday, I think I talked about the book, Brand New Medicine, you know. I'm really enjoying it. Like I say, she's a good writer. You know, some people makes me think of like Pilar, you know, that they just seem to be good at so many things, you know. And I guess in my case, so many things that I am not, you know. No wind! Well, we have a little bit, but not like it's been the last week. And anyway, very good. Really, really enjoying the book. I'm still sticking with the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, and I guess I'm stumbling on a chapter when they are appearing for the first time. So we'll see if I can get what that reference is linked to. So, but yesterday, I watched a couple of things. I watched A Whole Life, which is either an Austrian, Bavarian, or German movie. Not sure. But I like that they say Fertig instead of Fertig. Like the J in the part of the country, I'm not saying it right, but sometimes it's pronounced G, you know, for Fertig, G. And I like it better that way. It's easier to pronounce, and the other one sounds weird anyway. So I watched this movie about this guy, basically, that's orphaned and then comes with money around his neck and is taken in by this family where he's basically abused. And there is kind of like a renouncing of some sort, surrendering, kind of a kind of philosophical quality, makes me think a bit of a existentialism. Kind of non-resistance, and also as an individual is not maybe not as relevant. I'm not quite sure I can put it, I can coin it well, but I enjoyed it. It was beautiful in terms of the camera work, so wherever it was filmed, you know. And so you basically follow this guy through his whole life and kind of major events in his life, and you know, from the childhood, then when he kind of got on his own, and then he moved away. And any kind of through his body, through his labor. So it's quite a lot about doing, you know. I mean, there is being, but there's quite a lot about doing. And ironically, the movie is The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. The writer kind of goes into the German mentality, efficiency, production, you know, that kind of doing, kind of the machine idea of a collective conscious. And so there's definitely some of that. And so, you know, he's basically keep looking for his ways, finding his place, you know, and I can definitely relate to that, you know, which is kind of, so warm. Anyway, but really the best part was for me was the landscape. It was quite gorgeous. You know, I can see what people talk about Germany and Austria and that area, you know, it looks stunning. And I would say more than likely rough as well. In terms of rough nature, and the movie actually portrays that, you know, the mercilessness of nature. And yeah, really, really, I mean, kind of quiet. It's kind of a quiet movie in a way. And kind of the end of the guy basically expressing his gratitude after all of that. Yeah, and he suffered a lot, you know, a lot of trials and error. But the idea of being alive, so being grateful to have been alive, to have been, you know, trotting on this earth. So kind of interesting. I think kind of in the end, to me, lacked a little bit of cohesiveness in terms of kind of felt like there was not really a camp where we were standing. Maybe there was a point, I don't know. But I really enjoyed the camera. Yeah, the music seemed to be fitting as well. So enjoy that. And then I watched for the maybe second or third time Black Mass, which after this one time, the really only one redeeming feature I find in that movie is Johnny Depp's performance, you know. And yeah, it became somebody else. So there's definitely something to be said about that. And I mean, it was spooky anyway. I remember watching him before, but really, really enjoyed his performance in that movie, of course, which is based on a true story. And that's kind of where the whole cheesy stuff is a little bit. I mean, it's, you know, kind of crazy, but I guess, you know, any country is going to have its own, you know, crazy story to partake. And then this morning, it's whatever, Winter on Fire, or Ukraine, Winter on Fire. I don't remember. It's a Netflix documentary. So I'm kind of learning a little bit about the recent history in Ukraine, the whole thing with, you know, its geopolitical relevance, you know, in the world politics, in kind of the history, what happened with the whole thing is in Maidan, which is kind of where I'm at. I still have a ways to go. And I know I got the Oscar for Best Documentary. But I guess, yeah, the kind of educational quality of it, I'm enjoying it, you know, and it's quite something to see people, those activists, or, well, I think it's a mix. It's a mixed bag of nuts, because I think on one hand, you do have the activists, and then on the other, people who are tired. Or in this case, it was a youth, you know, that was really amped about joining the EU. And then that kind of fell through, and they felt deceived, and they were angry, and they were idealists, you know, and they were dreamers, you know, kind of a few that youth movement, like in the late 60s in the US, you know, all we are saying. Anyway, so definitely enjoying that. I wasn't really looking for it, but it popped up. Well, I put documentary, because I do like documentary. So for whatever reason, at breakfast, I'm like, I want to watch something. So there was no NPR because it was something about a Chinaman. Chinaman, sorry, that's almost a weird accidental reference to Ricky Gervais. There's a Chinese pianist who does goes to places and play or whatever. But it was like, there was a half an hour piece of him on NPR. And yeah, just not interested in that. So I didn't really have and I listened to my German and some Italian already and a little bit of Japanese by the time I got to breakfast. And I was like, no, I want to watch something. And my internet connection is amazing. And that website, the quality is amazing of the movie, the documentary you watch. So really, really enjoying that. And yeah, so really feeling the morning was very, very, again, strong. I was thinking as I was doing my yoga, because I'm kind of back full steam, you know, in terms of what I'm doing, maybe a little more. And then realizing after what happened not too long ago that, you know, it's like I'm doing it because I can, you know, it makes sense. But, you know, the days are numbered one way or another of what I'm doing. Obviously, when I'm on a Camino, I won't be able to have that morning routine. I don't think I'll be too far off, though. I think it'll mostly be, you know, in terms of languages, and less cat-cow. I won't be doing like 300, 400, 500 of them of course. That's not realistic every day. But even getting to a place to where, you know, like I can tell my there's something with my left knee, so I'm aware of that, and realizing that, yeah, you know, it's like there's going to be wear and tear. Okay, hold on, there should be one more here, no? Oh shit, there was more. Well, oh crap, sorry. It looks pretty old though, with the smoked paprika. All right, I'm gonna recycle. So, that's a loud motorcycle. Anyway. Oh, and yesterday we had like rain nonstop. And it started in the night. And so I wasn't able to get out until like 5. And even then I could see my breath. So, you know, it was windy, but it didn't rain anymore. Although it started to rain again in a wee hours, but it stopped now like for about maybe 4 or 5 hours. And so enjoyed playing again Rachmaninoff number 2. And I'm quite, oh, there she is. She's around, gathered. Right, is number 2 Rachmaninoff, you know, is number 3 for me. I discovered it watching Shine, and I can't believe I can find that soundtrack on Spotify because the version is different. You know, David Helfgott, that's what the movie is about. This Australian pianist, this gifted guy who had a breakdown and kind of disappeared and reappeared and fell in love with this woman, and out of that, kind of got back to the forefront and ended up playing with the Philharmonic again. Yes, Chupa Chup. Okay. Que pasa? Mira aquí. Set. Okay. I saw you yesterday. Yes. Oh. The rain is gone. She's so excited. She's so excited. You, Maria, I gotta be careful because you could throw mud in my face. You could show me. Oh, yeah. All right, I got your hot dog. All right, you ready? No, it's okay. We don't do that anymore. It's too nasty here. Don't bite me. You're okay on food. You're being fed. He's taking care of you. I gotta clean that. Okay. I feel bad about those other dogs down there. Okay. Mhm. Yeah, I'm cutting it with a knife now, so I get more pieces, which means you actually get more out of it because instead of swallowing the whole thing. You get to have the nice experience time and time again. Okay. I was giving you wet food too, huh? I can see the can and salsa and molho, which is Portuguese for sauce. Suco, sauce in Italian. All right, girl. Love you. Have a great day. Yes, I see you tomorrow. Anyway, so yeah, I'm being very moved. So it's very personal for whatever reason. Rachmaninoff. I mean, I've listened to the number 3 so many times, and now I'm kind of like, yeah, it's kind of fading because number 2 is coming to the forefront. There's just some transitional pieces that just rock my world. Really, really, really like it. Anyway. So I took a nice walk yesterday and then called it a night. So we'll see. I'm thinking about taking the extension cord and bringing the heater in the bathroom so I can do my shaving and the beard and all of that, the head, and take a shower today. There's been a few days last week where I did not, you know, being colder and a mix of, well, you know, I'm not doing much of anything anyway. I'm not breaking a sweat, so. But I think I like the idea of a shower since I didn't take one last week. And I still like the idea of, you know, the whole washing off with a rag and just a bucket of water. But I do love my shower. Anyway, so survived another Easter, huh? Easter week, Holy Week, yeah? Semana Santa. La semaine de Pâques, les Pâques. I guess it's just a Pâques, huh? C'est Pâques. Yeah, I think. You just call it like Easter. Easter week is over, so everything is going to be back to normal. I don't know when the next holiday would be here. I think we're in a clear now. That was a big one. Anyway. So, well, I have my jacket and my beanie. So today is, overcast, but you see blue sky. But that doesn't tell me anything. That's not saying anything. So, and even I was surprised this morning when I woke up to hear the rain. And it came down pretty good again. But the patches of the road are drying. Mud tracks on the side filled with water. Here on my left, and olive trees, more than likely very happy. So, I had a thought. Brave New Medicine, so her name is Cynthia Lee, this MD, she's in Berkeley. She lives in Berkeley. And so she had this deal with this autoimmune condition, and basically it's basically a path. And of course, I'm reading this book because of Bilge. You know, before recommending or anything that I may want to share and add with it as I send that away. I mean, I'm going to send it away. I really don't see any scenarios where I would not. So, you know, because if anything out of that is useful, it doesn't matter. You know, it'd be great. And there are just some conditions that are just nightmarish for somebody in terms of the resilience, the patience you have to have, and the kind of trial and error process you have to go through to come up with a plan that works, you know. And so, you know, she's basically, right now she's blending, you know, talking about it's chronological. So kind of a basic background where she's from, a culture, you know, Chinese culture, moved to the US and then going to med school and getting married, having children, and a medical training, becoming an internist, the endocrinologist. Well, I guess they're different kind of internist, or is it really the main one? I'm not sure. Yeah, because it's kind of like internal organ. Well, yeah, you have more than just that, I think, as far as an internal medicine. But not that I know. But she talks about things like making love with her husband, which is interesting because what's interesting to me that, you know, she's coming from a Chinese culture, quite traditional and actually religious. So, you know, it's like double whammy because, you know, the Chinese are quite stoic, you know, they're kind of known for that, right? Even like within families, you know, they don't really express emotion, you know, and then you add the religious ingredient on top of that cake and boof. And so it's quite surprising that she's expressing things that are quite personal. And yeah, it's interesting. And I just really like her writing. You know, I'm like, wow, you know, yeah, some people, they just can, you know. And no, I have not bought my journal yet. I guess technically I could buy it today because it's on the way up from Papeleria. Papeleria is kind of like a, you can get magazines, school supplies. They most likely will have some candies, little toys and stuff like that. So it's kind of a little miscellaneous school supply kind of a little store. In France, you had that too, but now it will be like in where I grew up, it was in a tobacco shop. The tobacco shop had candy, tobacco, newspaper, magazine, school supplies. It was kind of a that deal. And yeah, but yeah, really, really enjoyed I'm really enjoying it. It's really, I mean, I've read a few scientific books. Well, I guess scientific, I mean, there is a scientific element, but it is more about somebody's journey here. But there is definitely a scientific element, you know, to it. But this is, I'm thinking, am I even right to her to just say, you know, I've really enjoyed your book. And I don't, it doesn't matter whether I'm going to agree, you know, with everything, you know, that she's saying or not. And in the end, it doesn't matter because, again, she's sharing her journey. So for me, as far as I'm concerned, it's completely valid. That being said, you know, if she's sharing it, then I will have my opinion and I may not agree with everything, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's just enjoyable. Like this morning, I finished a little early on doing everything. And I was like, oh yeah, I want to read a little bit of her before I go. I want to make hummus and then my breakfast. So yeah, quite enjoyable. And it's I'm definitely my appreciation for book is being rekindled. And there is no question too that there's a time in the day that comes where I want to watch something where I think possibly, oh, actually a little windy here. The one thing that might change would be that if, you know, like when I am, like when I'm on a Camino, I'd be curious to see what happens to that. And even more so if Antonio comes, you know, because there'll be a more of a social element to it. But if somehow the book will take over and there won't be any time for watching something, I'm not sure. I'm curious to see what might happen to that. You know what? Let me put some chapstick here. For the lips, I've done good. They were feeling dry consistently for a few days, but I've really lathered them, and I think they're bounced back. Anyway, and also the heels of my feet. I've had this thing where I would kick at them too much, and I would get those Grand Canyons, and sometimes it would even start to bleed, and it would be painful, and in those cracks. It's taking me a long time, but it looks like it's healed, you know. So I use a pumice stone instead of the file, so that is not as rough on it. And and then of course hydration, the cream on it. Something that I realize in my case, it's something that I have to prepare a little more. I have a tube ready, you know, for cracked skin. But I'm wondering if possibly I'm gonna be okay in the future with just a pumice stone, and then to just kind of get rid of the dead skin that's building up. So really, as far as body check, like I say, I have that left knee. I don't feel any when I'm walking, but definitely my cross-legged, and I don't use a pillow anymore, and I haven't for a while. So I don't know if possibly that could be a contributor, but it just makes sense. And I'm not, you know, I'm not sitting like, I'm sitting maybe 15, 20 minutes every day. So it's not, I don't feel like it's that much. You know, I used to be 30, 40, 50, 1 hour a day. And that would not have been manageable in that position. I would have had to elevate my butt a little bit because I'm just not that flexible at that level. Anyway, like kind of like when you do the butterfly. Oh my goodness, we're getting rain. Hello. This is isolated, and I have my backpack on. I don't think it's going to be much. Yeah, I just see the... it'll be what it'll be. Doesn't matter. The butterfly, I've never been... The butterfly is when you're sitting, you put the palm of your feet together, the plant of your feet together, you know, wrap your hand around your toes and clasp them together, and then you flutter, you know, like the wings of the butterfly. What would you call the verb for that? You flap, here we go. You flap your legs so your knees go up and down. And some people like can fold, can throw themselves, get bent over, and for me, my knees never really get down to the ground, so I don't have that range, and I never have. So still great to do because you still can find a place to where you can stretch, feel that place that's a little more where you're comfortable and just be there, So you still stretch, but you do it according to your limit, And something that it's taken me a long time to appreciate, that it doesn't matter how flexible somebody is. The idea of comparing oneself to somebody else, it's silly and it's dangerous. I believe that's more than likely where injuries could happen, when people just can't take it that somebody would be better. Or use them as a way to push themselves more so that makes sense. And now I'm really appreciating that, There are things which don't cost me anything anymore, which is really strange, like folding my body over my leg, when I'm sitting, that I can really, I'm pretty flat against my leg, and that's something that I remember a few years ago I wasn't able to do, and now it feels awesome to do it. Well, like I say, some things you do better, some things you don't do as well. There are some positions like the chair pose, I don't like it, so I don't do it. It's one where you are basically pretending you're sitting on a chair, but there's no chair, and then you have your arms forward, palm facing down, and then kind of you have that kind of stress position, and that can be a variation on the sun salutation too, but I just don't like it, so it's like, yeah, I just don't do it. There are a few in yoga that I just don't like them at all, and I guess for me yoga, there's definitely an element of stretch and flexibility, but I'm not looking for other things out of it. I do things like the walking. I don't know if I'll ever get back to running, weight bearing, putting the backpack on, so for your bones, as you're getting older, for again sarcopenia, for also the health of your bone and for muscle strengthening. So because I just don't like the idea of a gym. I've talked about a rowing machine. I would love to, I would love to get back to that because I really enjoy it. And actually, I would love to make it conditional to watching TV. Headset on and a screen, and then just as long as I can row, I'll watch what I'm watching. Even maybe the idea of powering. I don't know how that works, but I think people do it with like cycling. I don't know how feasible that is because I don't know in terms of energy output, rowing compared to like cycling. I think you possibly generate more, So I don't know when it comes to rowing, but I like, well, regardless, I like rowing. So bottom line, and I think now more so than swimming, if I had to choose, I think I would pick rowing. It just feels, I mean, I still like swimming, but, I don't know. I really like it. So anyway, well, that was it. We had a couple of God just drizzle his wee-wee on me. That is it for now. Just a couple of drops, nothing. A couple of minutes. Anyway. But yeah, it looks pretty it's pretty overcast. I mean, I can see like more than likely, I guess it's 30, 40, 50 kilometers ahead of me, and I see clouds, and just here and there, the blue sky showing through. So, tomorrow a little warmer. I should be going to Torredón Jimeno. I don't really have too much to get. I guess it'll be milk. need to get the what do you call it, pastillas, the tablets to clean my denture. So that's run out, but I've really got a good use out of them. Normally a tablet, you do a tablet per night, to clean the denture, and one tablet lasts me a week the way that I do it, and it works very well, by the way, very well. I just have to make sure I brush my denture well, so I don't have any kind of food stuff in it that would kind of contaminate. That's kind of how I choose to look at it. And I break it in half, and I use a half tablet for 3 to 4 days. And I've been able to. It's not going to happen Well, actually, hold on a second. Yes, it could happen on a Camino. You have to get a bottle. Actually, you know what? That's a very good idea. I might do that. Because if I get a bottle, like a little small water bottle, you know, and then I pour that solution every morning, I pour it in there, and I can carry that with me and then use it at night. Well, that's a good idea. So instead of using a half tablet every day. We'll see. We'll see if that's what I end up doing, but I didn't think about that before. And I like the idea of that. I think I could wrap my head around justifying that added weight, like a quarter. Well, it still would be a quarter liter would be... No, it's not a quarter liter. It's less than that, actually. Yeah, it doesn't hold that much. But it would be like 100 grams, 150 grams, more than likely, of water extra to carry. But now, I mean, well, it doesn't matter. It'll be what it will be. So, that is for that. So yeah, I kind of feel out of that tunnel again. So, the energy, I think you can more than likely tell, you know, it's a little more upbeat. I might have to go... I'm gonna go here in a. Sorry, I'm gonna go in Philly here in a second to. I got to water Mother Nature. Tengo que regar naturaleza. How would you say Mother Earth? Gaia, I guess. I would say Gaia, right? Yeah, because Mother Earth, that would be weird. Tierra natura, no, doesn't make any sense in Spanish. Tierra naturaleza sounds weird. There are things in English that just don't make sense. And I think there are more things in English that you can translate to Spanish than from the Spanish to the English. That's my uneducated guess. Well, maybe not so uneducated after all. Well, the ground felt pretty good, actually, which is amazing. Yesterday it rained so much. My goodness. It was really some steady, steady rain. But I really enjoyed it. It was interesting. Again, I talked about that the cabin fever and not getting that. You know, the routine that I have was really... suited, was well fitted to what happened. Anyhow. So, yeah, all in all, you know, this winter, I have not had that heaviness in terms of sadness. I mean, I felt, you know, loneliness, you know, the price of solitude is at times you do feel lonely, but nowhere like in unwanted or unmeaningful company, you know? But it's really been overall smooth, you know? I'm actually surprised that Pilar has, not gotten into contact that much. Which I'm fine. I'm just surprised somehow. Because I thought maybe she would check on me, you know? I mean, after all, I'm in a house, you know. But, so yeah, it's been, like I say, I've really felt at home. Really, really wonderful. Wonderful. So I'm really, lots of gratitude. What a difference too when you're to a settled animal. Esta tope. When you're, state of mind when you're estado de ánimo, my goodness, to your state of wow, even here we go, this one I'm having trouble. It's kind of like a state of motivation, you know. You have to be motivated when it's, you know, quite up. Hold on a second. So it's really been smooth sailing. Outside of that, what it was, almost 2 weeks of really funky stuff. But I have to say, if I had to put a sticker on it, I would put some kind of a flu, or maybe a very mild flu, or mild, well, it doesn't matter, flu. That's what I would say. You know. Anyway, so I'm going uphill, but the body feels amazing. Yeah, everything is okay. So, you know, as far as this spring again, it looks pretty open, wide, pretty clear in terms of what's gonna happen. I don't really see anything else coming up beside me walking. And I'm really more and more now of the ingrained belief. I'm not sure if it's faith yet, but it's definitely an ingrained and anchored belief. You know that? Don't worry about it. You don't have to think too much about it. It'll just happen. You know? And just wait. You know, do your thing until something better comes along, or something that just changes the direction, you know, of your route, of your path. And it's not up to you, you know. So I really am more and more of the belief of just letting that go, this idea that I know what I want, or that what I want, or what I feel that I want, or that I need, you know, is a good criteria. I think I believe that less and less. And that there is, call it that chi, you know, life energy, that that there's more to it. And that my life, yeah, pretty much can only benefit from it. That's kind of my guess. Anyway. So, I was just thinking about Chupa Chup, you know. And I forgot the name that I gave. Was that Brownie? I think I might have called it Brownie. Maybe not. I don't remember the one in Navarrete. I don't know. I don't think I'd go back there, though, this year. It just made me think of that, you know. I mean, obviously, that more than likely would not be reason enough to go just to spend the night and say hello to to the dog. I'm not even sure. I don't think I would stay at Angel Place, actually, because the local, you know, youth hostel in the albergue has a kitchen, and in this case, you have a microwave. I don't know. I don't think I would. Actually, I think I would stay there, but yeah, I don't see the point. I just don't quite see this. Nothing. I mean, outside of the only thing would be that in Antonio, then I could shoot up to do the. Oh, no, actually, it's from Navarrete. What am I saying? To do the Saint Loyola, the Camino, which is really a beautiful one. It's no, it's not a week. I think it's 5 to 7 days, depending, because there's definitely some terrain. You have some wood up, so 5 to 7 days. Really nice. And it's from Navarrete on that part. Or it could come down from there. Anyway, don't know. There's so much of that that is left in the balance. Okay, so there's no Dia. No, I don't need to get anything from Dia today. So I'm going to cut left here to walk my way. And then I'll just go to see Paco, get my few things, and go to see Joaquin. I'll also ask him, because on my tablet, there is an option to where the screen automatically adjust the light. You go, man. And I disabled it, but it's still doing that. If, let's say, I lower my screen and I move the tablet to a different light source, it will automatically adjust, even though it's disabled. So there may not be much to be done about that. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I'm going to take in the tablet, you know, see if he can fix it, because then I'll ask Pilar, and if she doesn't really have the need for it, then I'll leave it with Juan, you know, for whomever might have a use for it. That would definitely make me happy to give him that. If Pilar does not have a use for it. ¿Cómo está? ¿Cómo se llama?
Bartolomé.
¿Cómo?
Bartolomé.
Bartolomé, soy Anthony, un placer.
¿Me conoce o no?
Soy el espía, yo estío.
¿Me conoce o no?
¿De dónde?
Tengo un taller aquí, pero me llevo muy bien con Juanita y la Rosy.
Sí, sí, sí.
Ya estuvimos allí en su parcela, que estuviste allí comiendo. Buenas tardes.
¡Oh! Con la chica. Sí, sí, sí. ¡Oh, lo siento! Sí, me había olvidado. Sí, 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 claro. Sí, ya me acuerdo.
Este muchacho lo
conozco yo. Muy bien. Bien verte, Bartolomé. Chao. Bartolomé. My goodness, I forgot about him. He has a garage. And he came when I went to have that lunch in there on the terrain, you know, in a country, this guy with his wife and their granddaughter came in toward the end. I completely forgot about him. Anyway, so very sweet. And of course, when he asked me if I knew Juan, you know, I was like, okay. Well, also, you know, I'm a funny looking guy, you know. I'm a giri, so what they call like a gringo from the US, you know, like a white guy, like a foreigner. Well, basically that's what it means, a foreigner, but a white-skinned foreigner. You wouldn't call a gringo Colombiano or somebody from Argentina. So it would be like Northern European mostly. And kind of an American too. A white skinned American. Anyway. Well, I've had a few of those, you know. I guess I've been here long enough now to where, you know, like Paco, the guy from the City Hall. I forgot his name, but it's the guy that works at the City Hall. So there are a few people that, you know, it's kind of like, hello. And it is nice. You know, it's a nice feeling, that kind of small town to where, you know, you're recognized. And even the ladies who just saw me is like, hey, I haven't seen you in church, you know. And me trying to find, like, how am I going to spin that, that it doesn't make sense anymore for me. I really don't see that changing, actually, honestly. I think whatever happened last year, it was what it was, but I just don't see a place for that in my life. It just doesn't make sense. And it can't just be, you know, I won't do things because, oh wow, the belt is getting, maybe I'm losing a little weight. Huh? I have to readjust. Buenas. I have to readjust my, but my pants, my Patagonia, they've been amazing, but the belt is not holding. The friction that makes the belt cinching and staying doesn't work anymore. Anyway. So, what about Drive del Mercado Municipal? Let's see what Paco has for me today. The sun is breaking in. It's not going to be too warm today, but... So guys, peace, love, and talk to you later.